The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The news never stops. Life goes on around town and around the world. You need a talk show that keeps track of it. A program with bold opinions that's always open to your views. That is this show. Welcome to the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM. The Answer.
Well, all right. As he so often does, Mike has given me material. And when he gives me material, it then extends out into your life. So this is like multiple value stuff. So we're obviously talking about the lunacy on the college campuses, born of pro-Hamas sentiments, et cetera, et cetera. And the president of Columbia University is a woman named Manoush Shafiq. And she was hauled before Congress a few days ago, and it was not exactly the same as when the president was at Yale and Brown. I mean, it was just brutal. They just would, you know, hey, hi, is saying, you know, kill all the Jews a problem on your campus? Blah, I don't know. She actually said that and she's of Egyptian extraction. I guess being Egyptian is different than being Iraqi, different than being Yemeni, different than, being Iranian. Well, no, Iranian. I don't know so many Iranian people. Hardcore theocratic regime supporters in these countries that want Israel dead and might want us dead as well. She distanced herself from that to a degree by saying, look, we do want to identify persecution of Jewish students as a bad thing that we don't want to do at our university. So Mike mentions this thing about President Shafiq at Columbia, about a quote from her about 9/11, immediately post 9/11, that terrorism is a form of protest. And I thought, huh. Let's look for that. So I didn't just find the quote on a piece of paper. I found her saying things. I found the words from her own mouth. But wait, because we, as I've said, we are the Words Mean Things talk show. We are also the Ultimate Fairness talk show, in which people with views I don't share, people I vociferously disagree with, I want to make sure that they are understood, that we're quoting them correctly, and that we have them in proper context. So now here's the double setup, multi-layered thing. This is 19 seconds, and this is Manoush Shafiq in November of 2001, 2 months after 9/11. And if this is an attempt to make her sound like a terrorist simp, or sympathizer, or she actually says that it's unfortunate that there is a mindset that views terrorism as a valid form of protest against a power structure, blah, blah, blah. So let me play this, but guess where I'm playing it from? TikTok. Oh, it gets better. Guess whose account I'm playing it from on TikTok? The One America News Network. One America makes Fox News look like MSNBC. You know, I mean, so, and as, just as Mike and I were talking, I'm really going to think about this. Do I need to fire up a TikTok account? There's Charlie Kirk got 1 million followers. And all that happened, and it is from my own hymnal. And it was it Kevin McCullough who Mike quoted as saying, use the devil, do the Lord's work with the devil's toolbox. I mean, okay. I mean, and I'm the guy who's sitting there saying, oh, it's the communist Chinese. And it is. Communist Chinese know where I am anyway, don't they? It, you know, nostalgia. Whoa. Do you remember this? Some of the quirks, I know. It's a total ADD moment. Ooh, look, a squirrel. But I'll find my way back. Well, let me play Dr. Shafiq. Talk show boy. Focus. But because I really literally might just do a flipping TikTok account. And if for a couple of reasons. Number one, I mean, one of them is, I mean, it's all self-serving. All of social media is self-serving. But it is to a larger goal. I mean, the reason I do this, I love it. I love the show. I make a good living, and I'm enormously professionally gratified by it. But it also gives me the satisfaction of standing up for certain things. There's a reason that I harp all the time on this gender lunacy, because God made those genders, and their definitions are being dashed against the rocks. And there's that other pesky little thing called I love my country, and my country is in dire, dire trouble. And if I can speak out and spread words and inspire and the dangerous word, educate, look out for people that are looking to educate you. there are things that are worth defending, worth standing up for. And I do that here. And obviously it's ultimately so that the station can make money and so that you can be entertained and enlightened and you enjoy the show and I enjoy the show. And it's all a marketplace exercise in what is a broadcast medium that is ultimately a private business designed to make a profit. And we are. And thank you very much for that. But altruistically and conceptually, I also do this and love doing this. I mean, I'm not playing Taylor Swift records for a living. I'm doing talk shows. And I love it, and I feel like it's important, and to hear from you guys that it's important to you makes my life complete. So that is also what I'm about all over Twitter. I love hopping into that X playground every once in a while, seeing what people are saying. I'll tell you what, local social media, there's a little update on the Fort Worth viewpoint discrimination shutdown of an anti-trans event. Remember, we had Carlos Tercios on Monday, the head of LUCA, Latinos United for Conservative Action. They had a guy in named Abel Garcia, or they tried to, and City of Fort Worth shut it down because the evil conservative group doesn't want dudes competing with your daughters in women's sports. Oh, that's discrimination. Good Lord, what, really? And the City of Fort Worth Parks and Rec went with that and shut the event down. It was rescued by Texas 12th Congressional District candidate John O'Shea, whom we spoke with this week. And the new development, and I guarantee you this is social media pressure. I mean, social media is a complete moral blank slate. It can be used for evil. It can rot your kids' brains if you're not, you know, policing them well enough, hovering over them as you should. It can rot adult brains if you're a big old dummy believing everything you read. But it can also be a force for information, a force for good, the spreading of good and uplifting and valuable content. But for this kind of social media pressure from Carlos and Luca and their group and others spreading this, and you know, maybe your talk show guy doing a couple of things, better late than never, Fort Worth Mayor Matty Parker yesterday coming out and saying, yeah, that shutting down of that event, not good. Well, welcome to the party, ma'am. Got a couple of things to say about that here. But guess what? Social media. So if I fire up a TikTok account, you know, so that in like Beijing, they know when I went to Kroger. All right. But if the upside of that is words of mine, messaging of mine, getting into the eyes and the brains of some people who are, I don't know, under 70, strikes me as a potential good thing. You know, and if Charlie Kirk's on TikTok and One America News Network, hello, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'll work on that. Anyway, so from One America's TikTok account, here is, this is November of 2001, and here is the now president of Colombia, Minush Shafiq, doing a little riffing on sort of on post 9/11.
So it's not, you'll always have individuals who will have extreme views. But what's really troubling in the region is that there's actually quite a broad base of society which has some sympathy for the terrorists, not so much because they approve of their methods, but it's a form of protesting against a system which is not delivering for them on the economic or the political front.
And doesn't she say that's troubling? She did not say, hey, 9/11, that's a valid form of protest. But well, let's do this one more time. Diagram the sentences. So here you go. I'll stop and start.
So it's not, you'll always have individuals who will have extreme views. But what's really troubling in the region is that there's actually quite a broad base of society which has some sympathy for the terrorists.
Okay, so, and she said that's troubling. So I want to give her a little, you know, little benefit of the doubt for that. But many times people try to get away with this.
Not so much because they approve of their methods, but it's a form of protesting against a system which is not delivering for them on the economic or the political front.
If it's a form of protest that's for to make a point about some economic or political thing, then guess what? That is approving of the method. That if you're saying, well, if there's anything that anybody does and you find yourself saying, well, they're just protesting against some gripe or grievance that they have, that is you approving of the method. If you find yourself looking at these lunatic hooligan jackwagon students occupying all these universities, even for a little bit yesterday, UT Dallas, and you find yourself, well, you know, they might have a point about the Palestinians. That is you approving of the method. That is you saying it's okay to stick a flagpole in a Jewish student's eye, to start playing rap music that's about F Israel, F Zion. That's you saying that it's okay. So it is a time for moral clarity. Ted Cruz brought a little bit on Hannity last night. Let's listen to that, and then we'll launch off into a number of other things that I've got topically speaking today on this Wednesday, April 24. Mark Davis, 660 AM, The Answer. A little Slater Kinney. They're named after a road in Olympia, Washington, capital city of the state of Washington. Their actual names are Carrie Brownstein and Corinne Tucker. And this is Say It Like You Mean It. They've been around for 30 years, and they're great. So little Slater Kinney. We do it all around here. All right, 866-660-5759. Ted Cruz last night, college craziness.
Listen, what we're seeing at universities is absolutely horrific. This anti-Semitism, this hatred, this violence, these threats directed at Jewish students should be utterly unacceptable. At Columbia University, the Orthodox rabbi advised Jewish students, go home and stay home because the university will not protect your safety. Columbia University also barred one of its own professors, a Jewish professor, from coming on campus because they concluded they would not protect his safety. And understand, these administrators and many of these faculty members side with the radicals. We saw an image this weekend of presumably a Columbia student, and by the way, by all appearances, not a Palestinian, but a young blonde woman, standing there with an Arab headscarf and holding a sign, and she's standing in front of several Jewish students behind her who have Israeli flags and American flags, and her sign says Al-Qassam's next target with an arrow at these Jewish students. Al-Qassam is Hamas's military arm. She is literally advocating that terrorists murder her fellow students. If you had any administrators that were sane, any student that advocates terrorist murder fellow students would be expelled on the spot. If you are threatening other students, you should be arrested and you should be expelled. And by the way, that's true if you were threatening Jewish students or you were threatening Palestinian students or anybody else. You don't have a right to engage in threats of violence. And the problem is these administrators agree with the anti-Semites on the street, and so does the Biden White House. You know, the Biden Twitter account, he has yet to say a word about what's happened at Columbia, what's happened at Yale, what's happened at NYU.
Unreal.
He's got over 30 million followers, but he will not say a word. And just this weekend, Joe Biden stood side by side with AOC while she praised these anti-Semitic protesters at NYU and Yale and Columbia. This is their base. This is the Democrat Party. And Joe Biden sat there with a goofy grin on his face and said, you got to listen to this woman, a sitting member of Congress. It is disgraceful. Sean, I'll tell you what a real president would do. A real president would say Jewish students are going to be safe on our campuses, and if the universities will not protect them, the federal government will, and if need be, we'll send in the National Guard.
And listen, this brings back kind of a, National Guard going in to protect the interests of an aggrieved and victimized population. How many times have I told you? I was born into an America where we had to do that a couple of months earlier so that a little black girl could go to school in a little black girl. She was in high school, Central High in Little Rock, so that a young black teenager could go to school at Central High in Little Rock. That was the America I was born into. I still can't believe that. But we did it, and Eisenhower did it because it was the right thing to do, because rights were being denied, and rights are absolutely being denied now. And it's funny. In 1957, we had a president whose head was screwed on straight about this. Some governors were not. Orville Faubus in Arkansas, George Wallace in Alabama, soon to follow. When things ain't happening, and listen, I'm far from the guy looking for the federal government to get involved in more stuff. But if it involves protecting the rights of students on campuses where their interests are being squashed by rampant anti-Semitism that is embraced and coddled but from the White House, that is the kind of thing that you'd like to have happen. But it's this president that's doing it. So good luck with that. All right. More of your calls next. Mark Davis, 660 AM. The Answer, 831. Into the newsroom we go. Here's Nikki Whaley. Sometimes you just need a little foghead. This is one of those times. 1978. Lonesome Dave Peverett and the boys. Little Stone Blue. Ready? 866-660-5759. Well, let's let them get to the chorus, shall we? There we go. Okay, so what we had happen, I mentioned this in the last segment, what we had happen yesterday in the Fort Worth controversy over the pro-gender sanity department is that Mayor Matty Parker finally announced that she disagreed with the decision made by Fort Worth Parks and Rec to shut down an event featuring a detransitioner named Abel Garcia. You'll recall on the Monday show, we had Carlos Tercios on. He's the state executive director for LUCA, L-U-C-A, Latinos United for Conservative Action. And they said, hey, let's have an event. Let's have it at a Fort Worth Parks and Rec Community Center on Hemp Hill. And with like hours to go before the event, the city yanked it and said, oh, we'll give you your money back. Well, thanks a lot. And they said, look, you told us that this was that your event, the dangers of transgenderism. So it's not like they didn't know what was coming. Yeah, you told us that it was just to educate and didn't discriminate against anybody. But we've looked at your website and we have discovered that your group actually does discriminate against people, so we can't have your nasty event. Sorry, my adjective, not theirs, but they might as well throw that in. The reason being, because I went back to what Carlos had told us in his segment on the show on Monday, I said, okay, well, what is it in your website statement of beliefs Because, again, it's Latinos United for Conservative Action. So it's a bunch of Latinos who have conservative views. But thank you very much, by the way. But it was all about, you know, borders, and it was all about various things. When it got to gender, it was about, you know, not carving up our kids, you know, not destroying healthy sex organs because somebody's daughter thinks it could be somebody's son. They phrased it more delicately. But it was also the belief that men should not be competing against women in women's sports. Ah, ding, 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 we have a winner. There we are. That was the hinge on which turned the city of Fort Worth's decision to deny free speech to this event because the group believes, as do 90-some percent of everybody with a brainstem, that men should not be competing against women in what we still, for some reason, call women's sports. So this was, I mean, my dog knew this was wrong. And so the question for there for a couple of days was, okay, what should we do about this in the city of Fort Worth? So Carlos reached out to some council members, had, I think, one council member say, okay, we need to look into this because this doesn't seem right. And in the better late than never department, Fort Worth Mayor Matty Parker issued a statement. Yesterday, she said, I believe democracy and free speech go hand in hand, and I share your concerns about how this situation was handled because it is a slippery slope when government restricts free speech. Okay, let's pause. It's worse than a slippery slope. A slippery slope is something that leads to something terrible, something that leads to an outrage, something that leads to a disaster, something that leads to an untenable situation. What the city of Fort Worth did was already terrible, was demonstrably outrageous. So we've already gotten there. The slippery slope takes you to a lower and unfortunate place. City of Fort Worth took us there on a rocket ride. Shutting down the free speech rights of a conservative group who dared to have a guy come to town. And you know what his message was? I am a man. I tried to become a woman. That didn't work out so well for me, and nobody should try this. And that message from this group was banned. By the city of Fort Worth. They knew exactly what they were doing. This was not a mistake. This was the woke mind virus weaponized by bureaucrats in the city of Fort Worth. So anyway, again, better late than never, because Carlos was among the people saying, hello, Mayor Parker. You know, it's a nonpartisan job, as is the mayor of Dallas, technically. But Eric Johnson, very notably in Dallas, changed his party affiliation from Democrat to Republican, making life in Dallas instantly better in so doing. Still a lot of work to do, but he's there to do it. Matty Parker also listed on the list of Republican mayors, and she's a neat lady. I got no long list of things against her. And this was admittedly a good move, finally. The whole point today is good for you, ma'am. You came to the table. She's listed as a Republican, and that's like, as on what issue exactly? Anyway, though, Mayor Parker continues, policies and procedures for community center room bookings are enforced by city management, and this decision was theirs to make. Oh, really? Well, right, then you're the mayor, so it's time for the message to come out from you that in the future, if a conservative group wants to have a meeting that maybe triggers you, you don't get to shut them down by trumping up a smear that they somehow discriminate. That is not discrimination in the toxic sense. Like, we're having an event and no black people can come. We're having an event, but no Jews. Or even a group that says, hey, here's our group called Hispanics or the Devil's Work. I mean, so no. Saying that men should not be in women's sports is not discriminate, is not the dark underbelly of discrimination. It's called sanity. Is it an issue on which there is disagreement? For some horrible reason, yes. But that's what democracy is about. That's what free speech is all about. The decision was theirs to make. Well, Mayor Parker needs to, and this is a good statement from her. My whole point is this is a good statement from her. Yay, ma'am. Thank you very much. Again, better late than never. But let's make it dang clear that in these realms where it's some bureaucrat's decision to make, we better doggone well not see any more decisions made by woke morons shutting down conservative groups, she continues. I believe it was the result of unclear policies and inattention to detail. Well, let's make the policies clear. The policy is no more shutting down of conservative events. Inattention to detail. And advise the city management team to clean up the process and avoid such issues in the future. Be assured, I have made it clear to city management that I disagree with the decision. Boom. Good. Strong finish. That's Mayor Mattie Parker coming down on the side of free speech, which every mayor of every party should. And please make clear that if I had heard of a city, you know, around here or elsewhere, that had, you know, shut down some liberal event, I'd be leading the charge to say let them speak as well. And as a matter of fact, how about a pro-Palestinian event? Absolutely. Now, if it's an event that says, hey, death to America and let's go kill all the Israelis, that's going to be a no. But if they just want to, you know, talk about Palestinian grievances and, you know, this and that and thus and such, knock yourself out. Absolutely. Absolutely. And in fact, I am the guy, joined by a ton of conservatives, that scolded USC now, University of Southern California, because they denied their valedictorian, who's a Palestinian student. They said, we're not going to let her deliver the commencement address.
For security concerns.
I got a great idea. Let her speak and have 100 cops there if you need to. Just don't shut down free speech. This should not be hard. But in today's America, it is. 8:48.
Take me to church, I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me.
Take me to church. 2013. Remember this dude? Hozier. He's an Irish lad. Full name Andrew John Hozier Byrne. And he apparently has more songs. I don't know them, but hey, good for him. And he will be headlining here in I think it's Saturday at Dos Equis Pavilion there at the in Fair Park. All right, so let's in our next window here because we're just sort of ticking off the various things that have been making big news, and of course the continuing. What's kind of funny, the foreign aid bill, a ton of it going to Ukraine, some to Israel, some to Taiwan, but some of it also does involve something that came up earlier, and that is the sanction against TikTok. Bree Jackson had a package this morning on NBC about that.
In his statement last night, the president did not address the potential ban of TikTok that is part of this national security package, but he did thank lawmakers for the bipartisan effort to get these bills passed, saying this legislation will make the nation and world more secure.
Mm-hmm.
After months of back-and-forth negotiations on Capitol Hill, Congress passed a foreign aid package that includes roughly $60 billion to help Ukraine fight off Russia's attacks.
You know, it's not every day you can say you made the world truly a better place.
It's funny, it's not true 100% of the time, but it might be true 99% of the time. If Chuck Schumer likes it, there's something the matter with it.
This is an extremely important day in the history of our country.
And maybe 50% of the time, if Mitch McConnell likes it, something's okay. Maybe 30% of the time. If Mitch likes it, there might be something problematic, too.
And of the free world, they're all watching, waiting to see what we would do.
Uh-huh.
Ukrainian President Zelensky thanked lawmakers for their bipartisan effort.
I'll bet he did.
Posting online that the vote reinforces America's role as a beacon of democracy and the leader of the free world.
Mm-hmm.
The package also includes $8 billion for Taiwan and $26 billion for Israel. Its passage comes amid growing protest and concern over the country's war with Hamas.
Really? Concern from whom? I'm not concerned. You know what my concern is about Israel's war with Hamas? That they're not winning it fast enough. And they're not winning it fast enough because their main ally, supposedly us, U.S., is restraining them because Biden needs to appease the pro-Hamas wing of his party.
Israel did not and does not have the right to go to war against the entire Palestinian people.
Bernie Sanders, go to war against the entire Did we go to war against the entire German people to topple Hitler? I think they feel like we did. Did we go to war against the entirety of the people of Japan to bring Imperial Japan to its knees? Ask the people turned into glowing green glass at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I think they kind of felt like we were at war with the whole country. If your country goes to war with us, we're coming after you. It's kind of the way war goes.
Which is exactly what it is doing.
The measure also comes with a controversial provision that includes a potential nationwide ban of TikTok. There are fears that China could access the sensitive data of the app's 170 million U.S. users.
I do think there is a security risk.
John Kennedy, and I love him, Republican of Louisiana.
With TikTok, on the other hand, I also believe in freedom of speech and the First Amendment.
Once President Biden signs the bill, TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, has up to a year to sell and find an American buyer.
Then maybe that's what they ought to do and make everybody happy. This is what Mike and I were talking about. If we can all get worked up about the evil communist Chinese, which I am every day, properly so, who's the bigger threat to me in the short term in my daily life and the fate of my country? The Chinese and ByteDance keeping track of where my credit card goes, or the radical leftists looking to shut down conservative speech on Facebook and YouTube and various other places? Used to say Twitter. New sheriff in town, Elon Musk, says we're not doing that anymore, and good for him. All right, 8:58. Let me carry this and some brand new topics into the next hour. Like, don't be an idiot. People being scammed by the foundation of it's essentially a romantic scam. Some lonely woman or some lonely dude gets hosed by some online racket that anybody should have seen. And there is a Metroplex community where they're going to build a church. Awesome. We're going to build a church down the road. Yeah, some folks are not thrilled. Why might that be? Let's take a look at that, too. All that coming in the 9 o'clock hour. You join us on stuff we brought up, things we're going to bring up, things you want to bring up. 866-660-5759. Mark Davis, 859.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.